Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of themasteryproject.com, yourtransformationhub.com, and now this podcast series. And it's dedicated to harnessing your unique potential, the tools for purpose and personal empowerment, and having fun becoming the architect of your own life. Now, in my work, I use 7 sacred systems to formulate my life strategies, to empower my clients, and to support everyone in seeing that we're all connected and there is a great universal consciousness of which we are a part. And to harness that energy, we need to understand how our unique energetic fingerprint, if you will, resonates, co-creates, and connects with all the major consciousness shifts and changes. So I'm going to talk today about some of the vibrant fire element shifts in 2025. And this means I'm going to be looking into Western astrology, looking at the shift of Neptune, the planet of emotions, from Pisces into Aries, which is going to happen on March the 30th, 2025. Now, this is a very crucial and exciting phase in our development as a humanity, and it's going to affect us in a generational way as well as on a personal level. So I feel it's important, first of all, to say that I don't believe in any way that we are stuck with a fate in our lives and that we've got to tread this sort of predestined path. Personally, I believe that we have perhaps a bit of a cosmic sketch when we arrive, but that sketch we can change with our free will, with our greater awareness and capacity to learn. And as we evolve, as we transform, then that is reflected in our path forward. So there are no bad charts, no doomed placements. Yes, do we have a bit of a talent to make things difficult for ourselves, which is a bit of part of perhaps the human condition when we are in resistance, denial, or just don't want to learn or want to stay in a comfort zone. But I don't believe in the universe that there is any particular planetary energy that is against any of us, all right? It's just misunderstandings, and it's up to us to formulate life strategies and ways that we can understand to become that true greatness that we've all got, but we don't all necessarily connect in with or use. So as I said, nobody's doomed, all right? Everyone's got free will, and it's up to us if we want to create, refine, be proud of a sense of destiny and a sense of meaning and purpose in our lives, then it's up to us to utilize and harness that free will and to create through what we are choosing consciously. Now, I like to say that the zodiac is a little bit like a big cocktail party, a big mixer, and all the major characters in the zodiac kind of hang out in this ongoing party. And they all relate, but they also move around. So sometimes they're relating closely together, other times they could be in the complete opposite face-off direction from one another. So when we get big movements in the zodiac, i.e. planets moving into opposition, so being in potential sort of face-offs with one another, or when we're moving into greater unities, like conjunctions, when planets are together or next to one another, then we're going to experience personally a shift. It's a bit like a ripple in a big sea, the universal sea of potentiality. So we drop that new element into the mix, and wow, there's some waves created. So today I am going to cover 5 ways Neptune in Aries is going to transform your life moving forward in 2025. We haven't got long to wait, it's the end of March, so we've got a beautiful equinox and then Neptune striding into a cardinal fire sign. Now, Neptune is a planet that is very much related to our higher consciousness and the development of us in all dimensions and all states of being. Neptune does get a little bit of a sort of character reference for being associated with how we feel. That is, of course, correct. It is very much about our emotional body and the expression of our feelings. But it also goes beyond that. It goes into our degree of sentience, our capacity for, let's say, extraterrestrial elements and connectedness, extrasensory perception, and also that level of energy, that cosmic consciousness, or that over-connecting, over-unifying consciousness, where everyone can feel that they're connected, which can, as I said, create a state of telepathy. So Neptune governs these elements, and think of Neptune as the sort of master teacher or the mentor about feelings, but also about our greater consciousness and where we fit in and how we can develop our understandings about the great unknown. Now, parts of Neptune are definitely unknown, all right, they're deep, but they're often deep and incredibly, what can I say, beyond measurement or definition, simply because they're beyond form. So Neptune is definitely much more about the immaterial than it is about the material. But we know that when we feel anger, when we feel encouragement, when we feel enthusiasm or joy, we know those intangible emotions are very real to us. So Neptune is in his home base, if you like, nice, all tucked up and comfy in Pisces. And Neptune spends on average in each sign about 13 to 14 years, all right? And it's one of those big transit planets, so a lot of time spent moving through each sign of the zodiac. So you're looking at a orbit or a length of a total circuit, a total spin round the zodiac wheel being 165 years on average. So yeah, are we going to see all the signs in Neptune in our lifetime? Maybe, if we're eternal, but probably not. So it's really gorgeous and I think very exciting to be able to connect with that portion of Neptune that we will live through, and to recognise that there are groups of us that are in this together, literally, who will have that experience and the wisdom of what it's meant, you know, what it's meant to us to live through that particular sign and that particular development in our lives. So Neptune is very comfy in Pisces because that is its home sign, okay? And Neptune has been there for about 13 years and now is going to move to Aries. Now, this is going to be a very big shift simply because Neptune in Pisces, Pisces is a mutable water sign. And when we move into fire, cardinal, out of the sort of accommodating water, for a lot of people, it can be a shock. So I'd characterise this movement on the positive. It's an upsurge of hope. It's an upsurge of passion, enthusiasm, that sense of awakening within us all. And it will awaken how we feel. It will awaken all of the aspects of our personal expression. All right. Now, Neptune in Pisces might have appeared to be a little bit soggy. It could have been very expansive and enjoyable because it offers that, of course. It also is introducing a lot of the mysteries, a lot of the illusions, delusions, addictions, things that perhaps we can see are on the peripheral of our world, or that we know are part of our world that we wouldn't necessarily want to choose. But it's like the hidden or the appearance of coming into the light. And Neptune has been a bit like a Moses maneuver, if you will. We haven't had a mass flood or anything globally, but what we have been having is this torrential rain of energy, okay, coming into our world, and the energy has been all about personal awakenings, realizations, greater connectedness, and to feel much more of the inclusiveness or connection globally between our communities, our nations, and between the aspects of ourselves, like our mentality, our emotionality, our physical body, and our spiritual nature. So it's been a slow, gentle awakening. So now we're going into, if you like, warming up the water, sort of moving out of paddling around and feeling like we're in it, and actually now moving into heating and energizing that consciousness. Now, as you can imagine, that's going to create quite a lot of emotional shifts in a lot of people. And Aries energy is about self-determination. It's about personal power. And it is definitely about seizing the day. So a bit of a carpe diem event. So for some people, they will suddenly come awake and alive, and a lot of things in their world, both emotionally, work professionally, and spiritually will make sense. Other people might go, what's all the noise about? So it's a really interesting time, because the Aries elements of wanting to be individual, wanting to be self-determined, wanting to have one's say, wanting to voice one's free will, that is probably going to give our current creaking, passing paradigm some big challenges when it comes to accommodating a unified and focused clarity about personal power, free will, and conscious choice. So this transit traditionally, if we look back in history, it has been contentious. We've had revolutions, we've had evolutions, we've had renaissance, we've had many of the, shall we say, structural monopolies of tradition and standards and the ways things should be or always have been being challenged. So we will be seeing this, but I do believe also Neptune in Aries is going to be a time where people awaken to all the great stuff we can do together and as individuals. So there's going to be an evolution in personal charisma and value, and the immaterial being very valuable, particularly qualities like trust, confidence, enthusiasm, and the capacity to appeal from a one point of view, if you like, to many. So charismatic leadership that is integral for. Okay, so that's an introduction. So the first thing is, please don't be shocked if everything seems to speed up and you go, wow, this Neptune in Aries is a lot more dramatic or a lot more pacey, or there's kind of like time slips. So you sort of look at your day and go, where did those 2 hours go? And particularly if you've got Aries in your chart as an active position, you might feel that sense of needing to speed up, or a pressure to expand, or a pressure to get in the flow of innovation. Okay, so number two, what do we feel on a personal level? Well, basically, personal level, we're looking at dealing with emotional maturity, well-being, but also balancing that with one's truth-seeking, one's questing, one's personal truth and perspectives. Now, a lot of people in this transit, so the next 13 or so years, will be choosing an alternative lifestyle, or they will be choosing to live differently than has been in the traditional past. So, again, awakening, a self-belief, a faith in the immaterial, the courage to invest in new, a little bit like Yoda says, do or do not, there is no try. So this cardinal fire is going to concentrate people's energies and concentrate their perception of their inner power and inner consciousness and the power of free will, and how that translates into external situations such as the quality of life, the statement of balance, boundaries, and creating potentially a new balance point because of the passion path of the individual. So our biggest calling is, of course, going to be the conflict within ourselves. So that is a major theme. Yes, Neptune in Aries does have a bit of a flavour of the red mist. So if you know you're going to lose your temper, or you do have a tendency to lose your temper, then of course patience and moderation are required. But the best thing about Neptune, because it has all of that consciousness and telepathy and interconnected aspects, it will bring a lot of conscious meaning and purpose for the sign of Aries to digest. So Aries will listen, but it's just about maintaining a balance point in order to listen. So it's definitely taking command and seeing conflict not as the only answer or the reaction, but seeing a new balance point where conflict is on the back burner and active, courageous, innovative solutions are what need to be investigated. So there's an urgency there, but there's also a healing of conflict and the fact that people are realising they've got to reclaim their power and move away from being, influenced excessively by the external. And doing your own homework, doing your own research, being excited about pioneering and, as I said, going on your quest, being a little hobbit and getting out there and finding out what it's all about from your unique and individual perspective. So number three, how is that going to affect relationships? Well, as you can imagine, I think you're going to find that a lot more people want their independence. They want to explore. They want me time and this balance of serving themselves and others equally. They want to explore trust. They want to explore integrity and also to perhaps move beyond previous boundaries, barriers or limitations. So how's that going to go with existing relationships? Well, I am a strong believer in this period to be an allowance of people's dreams, as always, and to be in respect of particular opinions, even if you don't hold them yourself. So I think it's going to, of course, bloat, shall we say, aspects to do with free speech. All right, everyone's going to want to have their say in a very passionate fashion. But also, I think you don't have to break free, all right, of the confines of society or your perceived limitations by destroying everything, all right? So Neptune in Aries is saying, by all means, focus on what is self-loving. Make sure you haven't tipped the balance far off into what is selfish or self-orientated or self-obsessed even. But equally recognise that a lot of the personal growth in this period, an emotional sense of achievement and reward and realisation, are going to come from the individual aspect first. Doesn't mean this can't be shared in relating, but the pressure to do that in our daily lives is going to be quite strong. So it's going to come from within, and so a lot of people are going to need space in their lives and their existing relationships in order to work with that self-development and adventure and exploration. So I think there will actually be a decline in the genderless perceptions, not the fact that everyone doesn't have a right to express their gender in whatever form they wish, but more a concentration, perhaps, and a movement towards sort of a super masculine. I don't want to really say it's like Superman or anything, but a targeting almost that people are searching for the pure aspects of what it is to be a woman and what it is to be a man. So a kind of godlike energy aspect related to God and goddess. And I think this is going to be really interesting for a lot of this particular generation, because Aries asks us to be clean and clear. It asks us to be focused. It asks us to purify our existing foundations and to find that essential aspect of ourselves. And as a result, we're going to be, I think, looking at the bare basics and the true essential nature of what we believe it is to be ourselves and our gender in the sense of being male or female. It's quite important, not related necessarily to our sexual expression, but the way we feel our description of ourselves and what we relate to is going to become quite intense and quite important. So that could mean that fashions kind of go a bit retro, a bit 70s or a bit 50s. Not that we haven't got a huge amount of decades represented in fashion, but I do feel that the relationship within ourselves with ourselves is going to go through a rapid transformation. And external relationships aren't necessarily needing to take a backseat, but to give space. And that sense of essential self, like I said, isn't something you can delegate. Alrighty. So number four, resources, money, career. How are people going to feel about resources in general? Well, Neptune in Aries is quite, I don't want to say minimalist as in meany, but Neptune in Aries is very efficient with resources, and it's got a kind of a military twang to it, simply because it's asking us to be looking at utilizing everything in an efficient and appropriate or aligned way. So it's not that Aries doesn't like to splurge, all right, that can happen, but Neptune in Aries is more about the overall process and also the destination, the reward, the learnings, all right? So it's kind of a combination between spending your energy wisely and also understanding the benefits of that process. So I think we're going to see a sort of renewed war on waste, if you will, but waste that is more born of profligate, arrogant or off-piste type of attitudes and behaviours. So it's definitely going to be a concentration of resources, but I don't think we need to look at it as a scarcity of feeling. I think we're going to just have a lot of people wanting to feel, but part of those feelings, of course, are going to be reactions. And so it's important for us to look at what is enduringly fulfilling and supportive in our environment. So efficient use of our energy. Now that will mean we're withdrawing energy away from, shall we say, emotional drama that's needless, situations where we feel potentially that we have been duped, there's no trust, we've been shortchanged, things haven't been as quality as we would like. Because Neptune in Aries does seek high standards and it can have very high expectations, so people can be disappointed. And I think we're going to see that in a lot of people wanting the best, but also recognising that there's going to be a balance between the immaterial best and the material best. And that needle is going to move in the balancing sense towards the immaterial benefits. So a lot more people are going to be happier, not because they literally have a scarcity of material support or benefit, but because they are choosing to put their energy into experiences, into immaterial rewards. And it's going to be a very interesting journey for commerce and for all sectors of business, because the immaterial, I think, is going to be championed and valued and trusted and explored so much more than it has been to date. Okay, number five. Well, number five, we're looking about the global, the generational aspects. Now, Neptune in Aries is about building leaders. It's about commanding one's life through example. It can be, as I've said, a spiritual experience as well, like a personal awakening or questing to gain a real insight into what one wishes and seeing that translate into reality relatively quickly. So, of course, that's going to put pressure on governments, and with Pluto in Aquarius, we're going to see a rise of people power. All right, now one could say, oh, there's always been people power around, all right, there's the power to protest, there's the power to complain, etc. Well, I think it's going to be basically a lot more of barrier breaking. So people saying, if the government won't do it, we'll do it for ourselves, we will test the boundaries. If the technologies are not allowed, we will start producing them, because we believe that they're going to be not only for the individual benefit, but for the collective benefit. So this is going to be a really big shift. Now, the irony is as well, I think we're going to have innovation that challenges the old system and the old paradigm. But we're also going to have a kind of inner analogue coming back. And that is going to be a simplicity, like I've said, withdrawing from scattering energy outside of ourselves, reclaiming that beautiful space of peace and a sense of spiritual warrior and a sense of achievement through simplicity and through having a really clean, clear and purified relationship with our emotions and with our creativity. So how is that going to reflect in the world? Well, I think you're going to have a rise of movements. So you're going to have people who are charismatic. So they're sort of politician stroke spiritual leader. I know that sounds weird, but it's a combination of both of those, because the core quality of Neptune in Aries is people want to have hope and they want to be able to trust. Now, trusting can be very, very difficult simply because politically and as a people, many have been let down horribly in the past. So this is a time of renaissance, potentially. Globally, it is a time of people breaking through and saying, if the government can't do it, we'll find someone who can. So rapid replacements of governance and rapid sort of, to some degree, turmoil emotionally about the unstable nature of it, but also seeing in real time the benefits. And I think we're going to be able to see change more obviously than we ever have, and also shortfall, and also the things that people, of course, don't agree with. And people are going to see the some people characterise the ugly truth. I don't think it's going to be that. I think it's an Aries trait to say, tell me straight, you know, be honest, this is important, and we'll work from there. So it's definitely the age dawning of authenticity and of quality that is generated through that heartfelt commitment to ourselves and to saying we are worthy of a consciousness, a life experience, and a sense of fulfillment that elevates humanity, not that sort of keeps humanity limited or distressed or in that fight or flight mode, worrying every day about what is going to happen in the future. So Neptune in Aries is really quite courageous, stepping forward emotionally and saying, look, any authentic change is going to be unknown. And so it's very much up to us to harness that courage. Forget about the fear, because all the fear is the lack of courage, if you will, or the lack of lightedness within ourselves. And with leadership, we're highly likely to be saying, you know, the time cometh, the man or woman cometh. And we're going to be seeing a lot more of the abilities of people to take command who perhaps not in an orthodox or in a normal trained way, you know, they don't have a political career, but they do have a way to reach the people very successfully, to appeal in the passionate fashion, but also with a meeting of the cosmic sense and the common sense. So personally, I am really, really hoping that Neptune in Aries is going to be a real time of rebirth, reformation, reform, a real sense of a big step forward for humankind, and one that steps away from the polarities and extremes back into the middle and the balance of our communities and what is not only for the individual good, but for the highest good of all. Okay, it's been my great pleasure to talk about Neptune in Aries. We're going to have from the 30th of March 2025, 13 and a bit years, all right? So get ready, enjoy, get ready to surf that wave with courage, all right? Just like Neptune does with his horses. And just be aware that there is so much heartfelt resource. We're not short of energy. We've just got to connect from the inside out. And if you'd like to find and discover options, then please don't hesitate to look up the resources on yourtransformationhub.com. There's lots of inner journeys to support you in turning obstacles into opportunities. Thank you very much.